The Senate has voted to set up a wide-ranging inquiry into the conduct of the Newman government in Queensland just a week after a similar proposal was defeated. The inquiry is being driven by the Palmer United Party and it's been supported by the Greens and the Labor opposition. Over the next 6 months, the committee will examine the Newman government's use of Commonwealth funds, the administration of the Queensland judicial system, and questions around development and environmental approvals. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
A week ago, the Palmer United Party's bid to set up the inquiry failed when the government successfully amended the motion to include the last term of Anna Bligh's Labor government in the inquiry's scope. But today, it was a different story.
Order, there being 30 ayes and 27 noes, the matter is resolved in the affirmative.
The motion moved by the Palmer United Party's Senate leader, Glenn Lazarus, runs to two pages. He used Senate procedure to suspend normal business and bring on the debate.
In my home state of Queensland, there is no upper house to provide the critical checks and balances needed for open, representative and transparent governance in Parliament. Over the last 18 months, serious issues have been raised across the community regarding Queensland government appointments, judicial appointments, project approvals, quarry approvals, use of funds, policies and practices, environmental degradation and various other matters.
The government Senate leader, Erica Betts, argued against the inquiry, saying it was nothing more than a personal vendetta and a hatchet job.
And basically it's a bitch session about Queensland.
He was particularly scathing of the fact that the Select Committee will have five members, but only one from the government.
I just say to you, as some of the older Labor senators were willing to say many a time, what goes round comes around. And if you want to use the opportunity, just because on one occasion you can grab a majority of senators together to achieve an outcome, be very careful, because if there are other unprincipled senators willing to do the same thing, they can say in the future, no Palmer United senator on any committee from now on.
The Select Committee has a reporting date on or before the 27th of March next year, very close to the date of the next Queensland election. The inquiry will examine judicial appointments made in Queensland and the use of Commonwealth funds. But the Greens Senator, Larissa Waters, told the Senate her party agreed to support the inquiry because it will also examine whether it's appropriate for the federal government to go through with its plan to delegate environmental approval powers to the state government.
And we're clearly put the position that if the Newman government were so awful as to warrant an inquiry into their terrible track record, clearly they should not be given more powers over the environment. And I'm pleased that the Palmer United Party have agreed with that logical conclusion.
The opposition wouldn't support the inquiry last week when it was likely to include the Bligh government, but Labor's Deputy Senate Leader Stephen Conroy indicated their support today.
In Queensland, where Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen described press conferences as feeding the chooks, a long history of behaviour from Queensland National Party members of Parliament up in Queensland, some who went to jail, and what we've seen is the beginnings of the conduct highlighted by the terms of reference that is before us today. And those opposite, Mr. President, are very sensitive.
Order on my right.
And they should be very sensitive.
Order on my right.
Government senators tried at every point to object to the inquiry, questioning whether it would represent a conflict of interest for the Palmer United Party and its leader, Clive Palmer. But in the end, unlike last week, the PUP had gathered enough support to both defeat the government's amendment and then gag debate to bring on the final vote.
Naomi Woodley.